something funny happened. I had CBS News on the TV, and I was waiting for my friend Dave to come over, and CBS airs a piece about Niagara Falls, and specifically a new set of illuminated lights that they put up for the nighttime display. And Dave grew up in that area at Niagara Falls, so I guess on account of that, I was paying special attention to this story that otherwise wouldn't have interested me. So I'm watching it, and they interviewed the president of the Illuminated Lights Committee, and his name is Mark Thomas. So I laughed, and Dave got a laugh out of that too, but it reminded me of the time, it must have been in like 95 or 96, and this woman I used to talk to in Seattle, and told me that she saw me on the front page of the New York Times, and that's well before that actually happened, but so she was obviously kidding, but she saw a copy of the Times, and there it was on the front page, was the story about a white supremacist in, I think it was like Schlottsville, Pennsylvania, and the opening sentence is, you know, Mark Thomas's house of hate was a bastion of Nazi rage. Something to that effect. I mean, it's not funny, but all you could do is laugh. And made me realize that in those early days of the internet, I occasionally would just inexplicably get mass emailings of white supremacist shit, and I always just deleted it. But it took me a long time to put those two together. That some people out there must have looked up my name on Alta Vista or whatever and found me and thought I was that guy. But that stopped. I mean, I wasn't exactly getting barraged with those kind of emails, but it was a little weird. And there was also, when I worked at Sports Illustrated, there was someone there named Mark Thomas, and we interacted a fair amount because our expense checks got mixed up a lot. And it was actually kind of troublesome because our expense checks were always pretty much the same, you know, in the same ballpark. So we would be inclined to just deposit them without really looking twice at them. But he was kind of a jet setter. He traveled a lot on business. And one time I went on a trip to Las Vegas for a week, and inexplicably, I got bumped up to first class. And that was another thing that I didn't really figure this out until later, but they must have thought I was him, because there's no reason I should have got bumped up to first class. That's obviously before 9/11 and the watch lists and everything. These days, I get the full security screening anytime I fly. And I don't know why, but maybe they think I'm that guy. But further to that, years later, I went to see a neurologist, and he's kind of a younger guy, maybe like 30. And he saw my name, and he said, you know, I used to know a Mark Thomas that worked at Sports Illustrated. And I kind of balked because it was entirely possible he was talking about me. But it turns out he was the caddy on the golf course for this other Mark Thomas. And he seemed to be pretty good friends with him. So it's kind of a funny connection. I mean, my name seems fairly common, but I haven't really encountered a lot of people by my name. There was a pretty well-known flutist by that name.